Hello and welcome back to our mystical series, episode number 5 out of 7, where we talk about spiritual stuff happening to us, maybe some weird stuff, maybe some dark stuff, maybe some fun stuff, a little bit of everything. And so you can take a little break from the holiday stress or your family that you're around if you need a little breath or like alone time. Do you have any stories you want to share first?
Sure. I think our stories have been a little on the dark side and a little heavy, but I do have some enlightening ones, if you want to call it that, or some uplifting experiences as well, just so that we don't scare anybody off from like trying to discover their abilities. No, it's not all dark and bad. There's some good stuff too. I practice mediumship as well, and aside from the psychic abilities, I've been working on developing my mediumship, and I've had some very interesting experiences, and I've met some very interesting dead people. And one of my most fun, loving, amazing experiences was when I was doing a reading for, I was practicing with this older lady. And so the way that I would practice is like maybe sometimes I would see, so it was all virtual, maybe no name, no face, just a voice. And then do a reading, or sometimes none of that, or sometimes I would get a name and maybe the face. But in this case, I knew it was for a woman. I didn't know her name, but I heard her voice. And what I picked up on was a man and a woman, and they seemed to be together. And the imagery I kept picking up on was like, I remember when I was telling this woman, like, I kept like doing this hand movement where I was imitating like twirls, and twirling kept coming to mind, and I kept repeating them, like I'm seeing twirling and like dancing, and I see like a ballroom, and I see these people, and they're dancing, but there's such beautiful movement. It's so magical, and just the whole thing. And I kept thinking like this is gonna sound like too much. Like I'm just making this stuff up, but I just kept going with it, and I kept getting like these images of twirling and dancing and this couple, and I felt like, okay, they're either parents or grandparents to this person. And I kept thinking, oh, like maybe like something fairy tale or like magical. Anyways, so I was describing all of that and the feeling of love. And when I honestly, when I was connecting with this, the cool thing about doing mediumship is that it's different from when we're doing psychic readings, because when we're seeing something with our mind's eye, it's supposed to be very neutral. We're trying to come from a very neutral place so that we're not influencing the reading with our own judgments or our own feelings. And that's why it was the neutrality is always a thing for psychics, right? To tr struggle with. Like we're supposed to be neutral. Okay. Mediumship, whole other thing, because then you're tapping into feelings. What feelings are coming up for you? And the reading's based off of the feeling. And I kept feeling a lot of love. And so for me, this experience, before even knowing if I was right or wrong, I kept feeling so much love, and it made me feel like, wow, the romance, the love, the magic, and it was so beautiful. So when I came out of the meditation, when I came out of that reading, you're supposed to debrief with the person, and they're supposed to tell you this was right, this was wrong, this was what was happening. And she said, oh, you had my parents. And they loved to dance, and they were always dancing, and they met in the ballroom. And my mom used to use her hands all the time when she spoke, and she did a lot of the twirling motion with her hands. And it was a very magical, beautiful relationship that they had. And she said, oh, and by the way, my mom's name was also Virginia. And it was just like the cherry on top of the cake, there were so many things in there that for me just felt so good to be able to tap into and to share that experience and to actually feel the love. So it was really nice.
Beautiful. I love that story.
I know. It's so nice sometimes to come across some of these, like I said, some of these experiences that don't always have to be like bad or negative, but there's so many nice things that happen out there too in the spiritual realm. And I'll just tell another real quick one. This wasn't during mediumship or even a psychic reading or meditation, it came across, the message or the feeling that I got of love came through a dream. And this was many years ago, before I learned anything about spirituality. There was a dream that I had that I remember so detailed and so vividly that I felt like I was living in it. And in this dream, I saw myself in this place that was like a big open space, but it was dark. And off to my left, there was a table, like a round table, and all these men, and they were like older men who were talking over each other, and they were really excited, and it was like a gathering, and they were like having a good time, laughing, joking, loud, completely ignoring me. So I just looked at them like, but in the dream, I had the knowledge that they were my fathers, no mothers. Fathers. There were probably like 10 or 15 of them, all very similar, loud, energetic, friendly, full of life. But these, you know what they actually reminded me of? It's the, what's the scene? The Last Supper? For some reason, the apostles? That's what that reminded me of. I'm like, that's weird. That's what I saw. And then so that's what I saw on one side. And then I looked over to my right and I realized that I was in a place where it looked like it was like a higher up balcony, because I could see that there was an opening in the lower floor. So on my right, then this really tall man appeared, and he was dressed like very nicely, like in a black, like a trench coat. Extremely tall though. Like I want to say like 12 feet tall, 20 feet tall. I don't know. Giant. But the feeling I had, so there weren't any words exchanged. It was this man smiling. The biggest, most genuine, most love-filled smile on his face. And he was looking right at me. And I was like, oh, hi there. I'm like, who are you? What am I doing here? But again, no voice. It was kind of like all communicated mentally. And he was just so welcoming that I felt like this was someone who watched over me, or like took care of me and was guiding me and loved me unconditionally. I'll tell you, I've never felt that level of unconditional love ever, except in that dream. And he showed me, he's like, look over again, telepathically communicating. Like, and I saw like, it was almost like a scene in like a church or something. And I'm not religious. I don't know why all these religious things were popping up, but I'm not religious. I grew up Catholic, but I don't practice. And he showed me a giant, like, almost like marble statue of, again, like, it might have been like the Virgin Mary, Jesus, like this very religious, you know, imagery. But it was huge, made out of like white marble. Again, it felt like I was in some kind of church. But it was almost like I could see that outside of this, there were a lot of people walking. It was nighttime. I mean, there's so many details that I can still remember all these years later. But the thing that stood out the most, even though he was trying to show me something, and I don't know what the point of all that was, but it was like the feeling that I belonged, the feeling that I had family, or that I had people looking after me and out for me, and the unconditional love. I woke up, I remember waking up, and I was like, wow, that's awesome. Can I go back to that? I'd love to stay there. That was amazing. Just that feeling that kind of just carried through of love. It was really nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good start to the day.
Yeah.
And be like, oh my God.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Can we do that? Can all my dreams be like that? Because that's great.
Yeah. And the fact that you remember like so much details from it too. Do you think it was from like either another lifetime, or if it was from before you came down here?
Yeah. I think it was something, it felt heavenly. It felt like, it was almost like a reminder, like, hey, you know, this other place exists and you come from love, and there's all these, you have like set of people that maybe you don't remember, or beings, or whatever you want to call them, angels, guides, I don't know, looking out for you, and you belong here. You're just down here for a little bit. That's kind of what I felt like. Here's a reminder that there is love in case you forget.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I also feel like sometimes when I'm dreaming, it's so much more comfortable than being like here sometimes, or like it's your free space in a way.
It's definitely something interesting. Yeah. How about you? Do you have any stories you want to share?
Yeah, well, when we're talking about the dream space, there's one thing I tend to do if I don't fall asleep and I'm like, oh, I need to fall asleep, kind of. Before it was like angel and guides to like help me fall asleep. But sometimes I ask my grandma that has passed away if she can help me and like stroke my hair until I fall asleep. And that helps. Like before, I had so much issues with falling asleep straight away or falling asleep to a certain time or something like that. But now I'm like going to bed, maybe 5 minutes, and then I'm knocked out or like in dream space. So if somebody has issues falling asleep, try calling up your angels and guides, or maybe there's something from your childhood that somebody did to comfort you so you can fall asleep easier.
That's
just
so
wanted
nice.
To share that.
That's beautiful. I love it. Aww.
So I don't think I have that much more other than I was in Thailand. I was in a temple with a lot of monks for a few days, and either there was one of the monks telling me this happened, or there was a book written by a monk that we got handed out where he explained they were meditating, and they're meditating multiple times a day. They wake up at 3 a.m. to go and meditate, and their whole life is to go within. And after a certain point, when you're, because you're kind of focusing on, before I thought it was like you cannot think, everything is black, you have to like shut out everything, I guess. But this kind of reminds me like, oh, there must be more to it. Because this monk explained, after a while, you can see the energy of everything. So you can see the energy of the earth and how it can move up to a tree, and how the tree's energy is moving around, and everything is always in movement. And that it was a beautiful kind of small light threads that was going up into the tree, into the branches, and that everything is energy. He explained it better, but it was so beautiful. And it's like, because everything is energy. If you break everything down, we're made of atoms. So yeah, that is what I had for this time.
That's cool. How long were you with the monks?
I think it was for a week. It was very nice, and it was so interesting looking at different monks and different perspectives. One of them was from Germany or around that area. And before he became a monk, he had a good career. He had a wife. He was owning a house. He had a nice car. He had everything you can wish for on paper, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But he always kind of felt like there is something more, and I want to discover this life in another way too. And then he asked his wife if he could take like 6 months to try to become a monk, just to see if there's something more. And she was like, yeah. And then you can come back after 6 months and everything will be kind of the same. Same with the job, same with everything. And after 6 months, it was like, I can't go back. This is my life. I need to continue this. Yeah, he was living in Thailand, but he has been moving around. He was in the US a while as well. And just moving around the world, meditating and experience another side of life. It's like the total opposite.
Wow. Did you ever have that feeling? Like, I think I'll just stay here and meditate?
No, I don't think so. My mind doesn't really find that moment. But there has been some like places where I've been like, I wish, where I had this feeling of this slowness or stillness, that you don't need to rush, you don't need to hustle, or you don't need to stress about everything. But I think you also have to put yourself in that state. But that is also sacrificing the normal life that you have right now. And I think there is perks and also cons on both sides because he sacrificed like his life, his career, his wife.
Very interesting experience though.
Yeah, and that made me curious about astrology. Ooh. After that. And that was like my door into more spirituality.
Very cool. Hey, who knew you were so close to becoming a monk yourself? We would not be here now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think they have different rules for a woman that it's monks. I don't know if they're called monks. Maybe like nuns or something like that.
Oh.
No, I don't know. That's interesting. Hmm. I never thought about it.
Well, I guess we'll have to look into that and do some research and find out what female monks called. Or maybe there aren't any.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed. Stay tuned for episodes 6 and 7. Bye.